ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Can our panel of ABC Rugby League experts handle six questions in 3 minutes? Can they avoid getting stuck on the fence? And can the referee, Andrew Moore, avoid going into the bunker? It's time for Six Again.
Righto, John Gibbs. For the third year in a row, New South Wales has won at Lang Park. Where did it go wrong for Queensland?
Queensland, I think they thought what they did in game two was just about what they had to do in game three, and they didn't realise that New South Wales came with a better attitude and a different team, and certainly that made the difference. But Queensland, they made too many errors, and they gave New South Wales every opportunity to get their
Yes. Louis, how do you rate the performance of referee Ashley Klein during the Origin Series?
I thought he was really good in game one. Game two, not too bad. You know what, I'm going to give him a really pretty good rating. I'm going to give him 9 out of 10.
Well, that's a very good rating.
Wow. I couldn't give him 9 out of 10, but he was certainly competent, as you know that Ashley Klein is. I'll give him 7 out of 10.
You got to keep talking to the whistle, boy.
Which is good. Which is a good score.
Yeah, but see, game one, I thought he was brilliant. Game two, he was really good, and he caught it fairly.
Yeah. All right, Jonty. Kevvy Walters, the Australian coach, says he misspoke when he said Reece Walsh will be the Australian fullback for the World Cup. Who would you pick to be the Aussie fullback?
Right now, it's very difficult, but I would right now. Well, that's a very difficult question. I'd be going Dylan Edwards to be the fullback for Australia. Really.
Isn't that crazy? You've got Dylan Edwards.
But Reece Walsh, there's a long way to go. There's going to be injuries and suspensions possibly. All sorts of things can happen.
Luke Lewis, Phoenix Crossland says Dylan Brown is definitely worth $1.2 million per year for the Knights and the 10-year deal. Yes or no, or too early to tell?
Too early to tell. But in saying that, he's gone up there. He's done a good job so far. And the club and the team are moving forward in the right direction. So... I'm going to say it's still too early to tell about the 1.2, but he's doing a really good job this year, and I think he's earning his money, and I think it's bringing out the best in players around him.
All right, Gibbsy. Has Cronulla, now inside the top four, emerged as a series premiership contender in your view?
Absolutely. It's a very tight competition, so they put themselves in the pole position to get a top four spot. If you can do that, you get another chance. I know they've been disappointed when they've gone out in straight sets over the last couple of years. They're showing a much better result. Nico Hines and Braden Trindle are combining well. They're going to be a serious force come the end of the season if they continue in the same vein that they're showing right at the moment.
And finally, Luke Lewis, how do you rate Jerome Luai's on-field performance at the West Tigers over the past 2 years?
Oh, look, I think his form's been pretty good. But if we're talking about, like, you know, have they got what they wanted out of Jerome? Probably not. I think he's been outstanding for him when it comes to preparation and understanding of what needs to be done to be a professional rugby league player day in, day out. But when it comes to results on the board for the West Tigers, I don't think they've achieved what they wanted to achieve. I think they still wanted to be in that top eight. They wanted to be getting the semi-finals, and they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I've got to say, and I love Jerome Luai as a footballer. I think his on-field impact during games has been underwhelming, by and large, over the two seasons. What about you, Jonty?
Yeah, I think he's been okay. And, you know, obviously we hear about things that he's brought to the club, like culture and all of those things. And he was instrumental in getting some blokes to sign at the club, no doubt. So he's a marquee signing for them, but you've got to have the players around you too, Andrew. You can't. It doesn't matter what half you have. If your forwards aren't doing the job, it's going to be very hard. If you're not getting the foundation, it's very difficult. Everyone goes, oh, they didn't play very well. As an individual, that is very difficult. But I think he's just gone okay.
Yeah, just okay. Because there have been games that they've won and their forwards have gone really well, and he's still been very quiet. Where did we not get to for you guys? Queensland, where do you think they went wrong, Louis? I know you're looking at Origin 3 through blue eyes, but where do you think it went wrong for the Maroons?
I actually think they didn't give New South Wales a respect in Game 3.
Yeah, right.
I was watching them, you know, in the warm-up, and I was, you know, watching bits and pieces that they were doing, you know, during the weeks that you'd see, and I felt like they went into that game a lot more cockier than they did the first game or the second game. The first game they went in, and they were a little bit like, oh, how are we going to go? And they executed pretty well. Game two, they got everything right game three, I reckon they've looked at them and they've gone, mate, we've got this team covered. And I feel like New South Wales went, you know what, we played okay in bits and pieces here and there, but if we can execute, you know, the whole 80 minutes, they'll get it right. They're, and gave them a whole lot of respect. They're a good team. If we don't respect the ball, they're going to beat us. If we don't do X, Y, Z, they're going to put us under the pump. And I felt like New South Wales just executed those things going into that last game. For me, outside looking in, Queensland didn't have any respect for them.
In the second game, they scored some of the most remarkable tries you'll ever see. Everything stuck, and New South Wales was down. They led, we've got to remember that New South Wales led, what, 12-8 at half-time, I think it was.
It was 12-2 earlier, yeah.
Yeah, and they had everything go their way in game two. New South Wales, I think we underestimate the fact that New South Wales picked a better side that was going to be able to deal also with Queensland. And Queensland made some mistakes. I mean, blokes like, you know, without picking on individuals, but Kurt Capel, Ruben Cotter, they made mistakes and gave New South Wales the opportunity to start well, get the ascendancy, and like they've done before, not let it go. They were too good. You could see from the first run of Selwyn Cobbo's. Selwyn Cobbo ran nowhere near as fast as he, or as hard as he ran in those other games.
Yeah,
I think, like you say, Louis, you would think it's impossible to stay to worry, but there was a little bit of complacency.
Little bit.
They just had to turn up.
And the other thing is, too, I reckon New South Wales picked origin players. When, you know, we talk about what a difference between an NRL player and an origin player, you don't have to be the best NRL player, but you've, your mindset of coming into an origin game is different. Now, Liam Martin epitomises that for me. You know, every time he plays origin, he's just a nutbag. I love it.
He's the pin-up boy for what you're
describing.
He's
perfect for origin, right? And then Bradman Best, like, you don't see the best out of him every week in, week out, but he plays great in origin. Every time he's put a Blues jersey on, he just performs. And the same thing with Hudson Young. I feel like they picked the right players, and I reckon the little change that I like the most was Payne Haas and Finnell Blake change. When Payne Haas come on, Finnell Blake come on and kept that that big middle go forward through the middle of the field. There was another question you asked there too about Kevy Walters in the fullback position.
Yes, I was going to ask you.
And isn't it crazy to think, like you say, oh, yeah, probably be Dylan Edwards, and you had Tedesco and Callum Ponga.
Well, Callum will be playing for New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah, but I'm like, when you think about it, like, we've got now two great fullbacks playing State of Origin that aren't really in the talk for... You know.
Well, they're in the talk. Kevy said that it's not a struck match, basically, between Tedesco, Dylan Edwards and Reece Walsh, because Reece is the incumbent. He played the three tests against England at the end of last year.
Yeah, and you know what? To be fair, when he come on...
He made a difference.
He made a massive difference on Wednesday night. So he was a little bit scary, but they played him in a different position. They sort of played him in that sort of half, and then he changed him around and then put Munster in the 13. So there's a fair bit of movement there.
So if you're picking the Kangaroos team now for the first game of the World Cup against New Zealand, who's your fullback?
Oh, gee, it's a tough one. But I'd be going probably Tedesco, winning series.
He's out.
He's on
concussion protocols.
No, the end of the year.
Well, he just said right now.
Yeah.
Who would you pick now for the first game against New Zealand?
It's a lifetime away.
Well, we're not, okay, so we can't play. We're playing the game that we'll play. We'll play. We'll leave him out for this one.
It's not October the 15th yet.
But I'd probably have to go Tedesco because he's in the winning series for New South Wales, and he's been there before, so probably Tedesco.
I wouldn't have a problem
close by Dylan Edwards, but yeah, it's a tough one. And Reece Walsh, how do you leave him out? But he hasn't been playing his best football yet. We didn't see a whole lot of him in Origin, but yeah, you know, the two. Yeah, so at the moment,
I feel like half an hour of him, or 40 minutes.
I feel like Tedesco's has to be a little bit in front of the moment.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Last night's game here, Canberra 40 defeated the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs 16. Ricky Stewart was a great player for Canberra. He finished his career playing for Canterbury and now he's coaching Canberra to a much needed win. He's on the line. G'day, Ricky. How are you going?
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Mate, really, really well. That was so impressive. I'm sure it led a lot of Canberra fans saying, where's this form been? But you could see the impact as you're returning to close to full strength now and the fact some of the players you've been missing have on this team.
Yeah, I think you see it with a lot of the teams that have had three or four of their key players out this season, mate. That's the depth is getting a little bit lower in clubs, and it's going to get a lot lower with more teams coming into the competition. So, you know, your development of the younger players is so crucial now, and we haven't done a bad job in regards to our gaming with players out, but it just goes to show you how influential they are once you get them back.
Yeah. You had a fair bit to say about Ethan Sanders in a Ricky Stewart press conference last night, but he got the 3 points from Luke Lewis in the ABC Player of the Year. He's a young halfback, obviously his first full season. What have you seen in his growth and the no doubt learning curve he's been under over these last 19, 20 weeks?
I forget what I was talking about last night in the press conference, but the game itself was...
You're at your best.
I don't think I got fined, did I?
No, not findable.
Mate, I just was really happy with the fact that we could have some middle depth. We had a really strong bench. We had some middle depth last night where we've been struggling with go forward in the middle because I've had to play at stages there, three hookers and Dane Laurie at 13. So we had a small pack and makes it very hard for a halfback when you don't have a lot of go forward. And it doesn't matter what halfback you got, if you haven't got any go forward from your middles, it's a very, very difficult game for you. So he bounced off the back of that last night. I thought he kicked very well and he had a high influence on the ruck. So his initial part of our attack was very good.
Sticky, you must have been exciting last night. You're up 22-0 at half time, and you still had all those superstars sitting on your bench that could come on. And that was how were you feeling at that particular point in time of the game?
I felt like I was coaching one of the big clubs, mate. It was nice having that quality of player on the bench. It was having Ethan and Hudson come back from Origin, and the week we had at training was a really, really good week. And I had a lot of confidence in the guys who are in their positions, and I didn't want to have to put too much pressure on Ethan and Hudson. Hudson's played 380-minute games in Origin over the last 2 months, 6 weeks, and they got some extended time off this week now, and I didn't want to have to put it all on Ethan Strange and rely on him either in what was an important game. So Dane Laurie was doing a really good job during the week at 5-8, so I thought it'd be a really good way to actually mentally give them a bit of a relax in regards to the, take the pressure off them.
Stick, how does that work now for you as a coach? Like, having to manage that that workload, I suppose, on your Origin boys. How does it look for Hudson Young? Do you just get him back for, say, like a captain's run and let him play? Like, what does it look like for Hudson?
We go minus two and then a captain's run, mate. So we'll get both the boys back next. What have we got, a Saturday game? So they'll come back next Thursday. So they got from last night off until Thursday. Yeah. And then we'll just monitor them over the coming weeks. I've got a smart medical team, smart high performance manager in Josh Strahorn, who he really has the players' welfare at heart, and we'll just manage their loads now over the coming 3 to 4 weeks and give them the odd bit of time off. And it's a real gut thing as well. It's like Louis, sometimes as a player, if you've got a coach that understands the physical side of it with you, you can, like, for example, Hudson came up and he thanked me last night for giving him time off. So when they're doing that, they need it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, last person I want to ask you about, young Owen Paddy. Mate, he was outstanding last night out of dummy half. How's he progressing? How do you see his future unfolding in the NRL?
Well, I think he's got a big future, Louis. And I've said this a couple of times, at the start of the year, mate.
Comedy, music and tricky clues.
Because Fix and Specs is back. More music than a comedy night. More.
Ricky,
are you there?
We have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, I nearly fell out of my chair there.
Sorry, Ricky, the music started, but you're talking about Owen Paddy.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that I've said this a couple of times publicly, that when I sat him down and spoke to him about starting the season in Cup this year, and explain to him why, for such a young man, and the attitude of a lot of young blokes today, mate, is if they just want to play NRL. A lot of times they don't give a stuff about the result. They just want to play NRL. He's a completely different individual. He's very professional. He totally understands about his development and where his career is going. And I said to him, I can't get you starting as an NRL player until you start playing a number of games and getting some number of minutes under your belt in the Stewarding Cup. And he totally understood it, and you can see the dividends, how it's paying off right now.
Ricky, I know you've got to cope with the personnel you've got the best you can right at the moment, but Simeon Sasungi, where do you see his long-term future?
Oh, I really probably can't answer that, Johnny. You know, at the start of the year, I thought our attack was going to go to another level with him at 13. And he's got wonderful ball skills. He reminds you of the type of player Isaiah Katoa is when he goes along with the football. Simi has a very, very similar style of game. I think he's going to be a wonderful 13. But at the moment, we're getting 80 minutes out of him and getting a lot of contribution. And he's very much high impact on as a centre. And I've got other players who can fill into those other positions. And he's also played very well at back row. But I think, personally, at the moment, I think 13 or a centre for him at the moment. But I think at some stage, he's going to be a very influential 13 for us.
And you mentioned Hudson Young. You must have been so proud of him the other night. He actually had a really good series, Hudson Young. And now actually, Ricky, you've got Young and Martin in the back row. It's Noah, not Liam. But, he has been so good, hasn't he, at State of Origin. And even when you've been hitting a flat spot, Hudson's been excellent.
Yeah, he has. He's got just such high energy. And, Johnny, he's probably one of the most dedicated players to a game. He just eats and sleeps rugby league, probably too much, where at times I've asked him to go away and find another bit of a passion. And I'm glad he's got his business in Young Supplements, because it takes his mind off football a little bit. But he's just 24 hours a day, and as I say, sometimes too much. You know, it can be too weighted too heavily in regards to you mentally, with your focus just to football. But mate, he's really, really dedicated to the game, and he loves it. He just loves rugby league. He loves to hear about some of the old stories in the earlier days, some of the older preparations we had in camps and whatnot. He's just very interested in the game itself. And there's a number of players. I think every club would have one or two of those players. But I'm excited for him, the fact that he puts so much care and hunger into wanting to be that player for representative football, along with his club duties.
And Ricky, it would be remiss not to mention you must have been so pleased the other night for Laurie Daly, the fact that New South Wales won. You've seen it all. And a two-pronged attack. After you answered, I want to ask you something about State of Origin.
Yeah, mate, I was very happy for Laurie. I texted him and asked him how he's holding up there after the second game, because I've been there and I know the feeling. It's very lonely. But he's got a lot of good, strong mates around him, and I know they were hurting with him and wanting him to do well. And then I had a little bit of a conversation with him on a phone call the other day, and I could just feel he was back to himself. And Loz is a good person, and he didn't deserve everything he copped there from a personal attack that he was copping leading into game three. But as all true champions, and Nathan Cleary, another one, as all true champions do, they sit you on the bum when you're least expect it.
The final one for me is that you mentioned the physical demands of State of Origin, and you were so well placed, Ricky, as a former player at State of Origin level, former coach at State of Origin level. You've also coached and had so many players play State of Origin. With the game going forward, and it has changed, has the time come under the new rule, under the new broadcast rule in 2028, to revamp how we look at State of Origin, where it's placed, how it's handled?
Johnny, look, I've always said that State of Origin, we can't keep on trying to change it, because it's such a great product. It's a pinnacle of our game. I'd love to have six or seven Origin players in my team, because then I know I'm going to be there at the back end of the football season from an NRL point of view. But from a games point of view, yes, we do need to change it, I believe, mate, because we don't want to be, you know, we want to have the healthiest, fittest player for those three games. But then again, I think we take away from the product of the NRL status when those Origin players are out. I some of the games have been real below par in regards to quality and where they should be. And I think it is such a tough, long season. I don't think it would hurt the players. One, play in Origin, not have to back up, and two, then the other boys getting a break. So I think there's going to be a window for this series, yes.
Just finally, Ricky, Lou and I were talking before we went to air when discussing you coming on the show. And last time we're in Canberra was your win eventually over St George Illawarra. And you had to replace a winger out of form and out of confidence, young Tamale. And what Lou and I and Gibbsy were talking about on air at the time, we never get to see a coach's personal interaction with players when times are tough or times are particularly good, when you're giving great news or bad news. But what we did see was you look after this young bloke on the sideline, sat next to him, gave him a hug, rustled his hair. How does that interaction go down, and how much, for someone who obviously, you know, loves his players as much as you do, Rick, obviously a tough decision to haul him from the field and then deal with him in a very public way. How tough was that?
Yeah, really tough, Andrew, because I went over, I tried to wait for the cameras to all leave the scene of him having to come off for me to go over there, because it wasn't about that. The situation, I was going to take him off at half time. But it occurred again right on, 4 minutes, 5 minutes before the break. And I just had to make a decision for him. It was hurting me to see him hurting. So the easiest thing was to get him out of the pitch, get him out of the frame. And he's a really, really good young bloke, and he will bounce back. I've no doubt about that. I'm playing him in the centres today in New South Wales Cup just to take take a target off him and get back to playing a little bit of footy and enjoying it. And that's, once he gets back to enjoying it, he'll get his confidence back and he'll be back playing NRL, because he's too good a player not to. But there's a person there too that we've got to care about, and that's for me more important than the football.
Yeah, well, that was palpable. And when we were talking about it, Louis, on air that day, it really stood out, because, you know, I never get to see that. You've lived it as a player. Luke, dealing with young guys who are out of form and out of confidence, it's not just a coach, it's senior players. Everyone's got a rally, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, Stick, what you did the other night was great, and it was warranted. It was one of those ones where they were just going to keep hammering him, right? But I think what you've done as well, the way that you handled it and the way that you speak about him, and, mate, it's hard to find coaches that care like that. You get other coaches who say, well, mate, too bad, go back and you know, work it out yourselves. But that's why I love what you're doing there, Stick. And I think he's a great football player too. I think he's got a big future, but he's just a little bit down at the moment, that's all.
That's the pressure of winning and losing, mate, for a lot of coaches. And, you know, it's not that I don't want to win, but, you know, I'm probably a little bit older now and a bit more experienced. And I feel sorry for the pressure on a lot of coaches today in regards to, you know, what their clubs put on them and the outside noises. Sometimes you've got to put other people first before that, and that was the case with young Sav. But you know, I don't think there'd be many coaches that wouldn't have the same compassion.
Ricky, great to catch up with you. Well done last night.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a downer of a season in many ways, but obviously still a chance. 8 weeks to go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, boys.
Hi, this is Chris Barth, a new member of the ABC's weekend team this year. I'm a Parramatta Eels supporter. Can be difficult at times, but I do love the NRL and I have many thoughts about it. Many. But right now, we are after your first thought. The first thing that comes to your mind when Andrew mentions the topic. And don't be like John Gibbs. It's not your second or third or fourth, fifth or sixth thought. Just your first thought. Sorry, Gibbsy.
Thank you, Chris Barth. Today's first thought, and it's rather ironic, bearing in mind we just spoke to Ricky Stewart, today's first thought is coaching blow-ups. Now, there are a few to pick from, but remember, we're after the first thought that comes to your mind, coaching blow-ups. To kick us off, my first thought, and this was midweek when I came up with this idea, Ricky Stewart annihilating a chair on the touchline at Canberra Stadium. Sorry, Sticky. But it almost bounced over the fence. He was renowned for his big kicking game as a player for the Raiders in Canterbury, and he reminded the chair of that fact. Remember that one? 1300 361 700 is the number to ring, or text 0467 920 222. I will get to the calls when we can. We've got a very busy hour coming up with Jai Arrow joining us in the broadcast box. But 1300 361 700 or text 0467 920 222. Coaching blow-ups. Who or what is your first thought? Luke Lewis.
Well, mine come from the same club. There's two of them, but I'm going to go with one. But I know the most famous one is obviously going to be...
Just give me your first thought. That's all I'm after.
I only got Des Hasler when he slammed the door and it fell off the hinges.
Still hasn't paid it back either at Parramatta.
Well, I still remember watching that. Watching it got played 1,000 times. But I think it was
it Jamie Lyon?
Jamie Lyon sitting right next to the door. He just goes, like nothing ever happened. It was like a normal thing. So I thought that was pretty good. But there's another one that was there as well.
Okay, thanks, second thought. So Des Hasler basically ruining a dwarf when he was coaching Manly. What about you, John Gibbs?
My first thought was Bob Fulton. He certainly had plenty of blowouts. But when threatened to...
Bill Harrigan.
Bill Harrigan run over by a concrete truck.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. After a game show, he gets run over by a cement truck. So, okay, we've got three there standing out. Bob Fulton, Des Hasler and Ricky Stewart. What say you? Coaching blow-ups. 1300 361 700. Boy, Peter's hot off the mark. He's first up. G'day, Peter.
Andrew, lads. Phil Gould, Shark Mark Harrigan sent him off the bench.
That was Cronulla and Penrith. That was the first game of league I ever called, and it was alongside you, John Gibbs.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty special. That it's good, isn't it? There's been so many. I mean... This is a show of our first thoughts. I'm sure our listeners will have a multitude of first thoughts.
I'm sure they will too, Jonty. But that's a great shout-out, Peter. Good on you, mate.
See ya.
Thank you for your call. 1300 361 700 or text 0467 920 222. First thought, Des Hasler and the dressing room door. That's from Lizard on the Gold Coast. Nathan Brown, slap on Barrett, says Bondi Tiger on the Gold Coast. Another one. First thought, Nathan Brown giving Trent Barrett a love tap on the sideline. Great theatre, says Tim from Upper Caboolture. I was waiting for this one. G'day, Louis Gibbs in Maury. Sheldon from the Shire. First thought of a coaching blow-up has to be Jeff Toovey's. Got to be an investigation. 100%. That was Ralphie's too, I believe. Jeff Toovey, there needs to be an investigation. That's from Magpie Pete. Desi slamming the door off the wall and nearly took out Jamie Lyon. Another one for Trent Barrett. Nathan Brown slapping a Dragons player from Peter. In fact, that's coming through thick and fast. G'day, boys. First thought has to be Nathan Brown slapping Trent Barrett. Cheers, boys. Have a great call from JC at Kalbarra Beach. Another says simply Jeff Toovey. Gus Gould getting sent from the field at Shark Park in the 90s. That's Stephen from Engadine.
ABC Sports coverage of the NRL Premiership.
NRL Sunday.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
What we did speak with Jai about, among other things, was the fact he gets to have the Wiggles at his birthday party. Now, that is everyone's dream come true. As I said, I was in hospital last year, and the biggest pick-me-up I got was a text of good luck from the Wiggles. Well, Anthony, the original Blue Wiggle, he's here, and he's in his performance gear. Anthony, great to see you, mate. How are you going?
It's great to be here, mate. What a great day. And the rugby league community's come together. Doesn't matter what team you support, we're all supporting Jai and his family, and what an amazing battle he's got ahead of him. But, you know, it's just so great to see everybody turned up ready for the party.
Yeah, I know. And he was just sitting in the seat you're in now with the same sort of smile, even though he's facing what he's facing.
Yeah, incredible, mate. Souths really do care. They've got the Souths care, and they've done a great job today. Like all the party hats ready to go out.
Yeah.
Break the Guinness World Record party hats.
How good. Yeah. Now, what can we expect from the Wiggles at half time? Because normally, every half time during the ABC call, we go to a news break, then we go to the next game, set the scene. We're not doing that today. We're going to take the Wiggles live. Saw your big red ute downstairs in the car park before. So what do we got coming up?
Oh, mate, we're going to do Wiggle classics and new good Wiggle songs. But we've got a song today called Put On Your Party Hats, a new one.
Oh, right.
And then after we do our songs, like Fruit Salad, all the classic Wiggles.
Yummy, yummy.
We're going to do Happy Birthday. We're going to stop and get a guitar and get everybody to sing Happy Birthday to Jai. So,
are you going to make everyone cry?
Oh, I hope we'll, you know.
Tears of...
Bittersweet, I suppose, you know. Yeah.
Now, you're a mad West Tigers fan, right? So you're here and appreciating what Souths are doing and being a part of it all. And just as a rugby league lover, as we've been saying for the last couple of hours, Anthony, the way this sport has got together, albeit in a time of real tragedy, but not just rugby leagues, other sports have come together.
Other sports, I mean, any Australian or around the world, if you hear someone's going through this, like minding your own disease. But I'm a Tigers nut, absolute nut. And I do think South is a great club. And I made the big mistake a couple of years ago when Benji went to South, that I, on my social media, I wrote, I'm now supporting South for the semis because the West Tigers are out. And I got all this abuse from the Balmain fans. Remember 1909 when, do you remember 1909 when?
I'm not that old.
Oh, no.
Not even
I know I did strike last year, but I'm not 170.
It's a Birchgrove Oval where they had an agreement to forfeit the game so they get better wages.
Yeah.
But South turned up and kicked the ball and scored the try and got the premiership. And I remembered it, but I kind of forgot it. I wasn't thinking about that when I was going, let's go for South now because of Benji. And I learned my
lesson. Well, they got the history of the 1969 grand final too, right?
Well, 69 was great. Yeah, against South, we lay down and
that's
right. Got the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be cool. So that's today. Have you had much interaction with Jai?
No, I've met Jai before a couple of times. Our manager, he's a South nut, and it was a funny story. He came to the show. We all came to the game, last year, and it was Father's Day, and they thought the manager, our manager, was one of the fathers of, was it Mr. Elias? John Elias?
Lucky Elias.
And yeah.
He went out and was on the guard of honour, and he's not a father of anybody.
How good!
That's it.
Yeah, you know, Jai's daughter Isla is a Wiggles girl.
Oh, that's
she's
great.
She's 15
mate.
Months old.
They were so excited.
Yeah, that's great, mate.
I learned something new about the Wiggles today too.
What's that?
I didn't realise Anth was a Paddy's boy.
Yeah, Paddy's boy. I grew up in Lowell Park, mate. Yeah,
there you go. Hey, I played at Lowell Park when I was a kid, and I only found out that you went.
Well, great rugby league out there. Our biggest at the time, our biggest rivals was Blacktown Leagues Club.
Yeah,
they still going when you
know. Yeah, so I played at Blacktown City when I was a kid.
Oh.
And then I moved up, and that's when I got to play for Penrith. But I went to Blacktown Pats. And then
Paddy's.
Yeah, I found out you went to Paddy's. So
a lot of great players like yourself have gone on to bigger and better things like from Paddy's.
How do you reckon, Anthony?
No bigger than the Wiggles, I tell you.
How would Luke Gals a Wiggle?
Oh, he'd be great, mate. He'd be the buff.
He wouldn't fit in any of your outfits.
Look,
that's his chest. We could make him Captain Buffer Sword.
who's been the strongest Wiggle that you've worked with over the years? It would be Luke, but as you haven't quite worked with him yet, that's in your future, Louis. Who's been the strongest Wiggle you've ever worked with?
Oh, who is?
Yeah.
Oh, John, we've got the guy from the Justice Crew, Johnny.
You're right.
Johnny, we call him Big Strong John, but Luke's three times as big as him, but he's still, ripped.
Yeah, he's got the heaviest legs in the history of humans.
Can I ask you, we've got one of the best human beings in here. How are you talking about my legs right now?
Well, because they are as big as the Wiggles, almost literally. And something I used to love with my kids coming to see Wiggles shows, this was in the previous iteration of the Wiggles, but the amount of adults were there, and like, where are their kids? They were there without kids. They would just keep coming back, even with when the kids are grown up.
Fun.
You must see that a lot.
Yeah, well, with Johnny from the Justice Crew, he comes out, and it's first time ever in the Wiggles history, we get screams from the mums.
Yeah.
In my day, in the OG, I'm still there, but in the OG's day, when we went to England, they coined us the ugliest boy band that's ever been formed. So, which is very cruel, but probably true.
Well, you know what? The Wiggles saved me a few times. So, obviously, when my kids were growing up, they were Wiggles. And when you go and play, you go to a new club, they get you to do this thing. So, usually, they get you to stand around in a circle and you get an initiation song. I'm thinking, gee, what song am I going to sing? And the only thing I could that was coming to my head, because I listened to it every day, was Everybody Claps. So I got everyone start, and then everybody singing. Everyone in the group had kids started singing and doing the acting. So it saved me a thousand times.
And the good news also, you in the being the Blue Wiggle, the Cockroaches have had a win.
Yeah, they did.
Won the series. That's right,
mate. It was one of the great. I have this big party at home for State of Origin, and we thought it was going to be like a wake. But it was fantastic. What a great, unexpected win. It was just the best night. Yeah, we had a couch for the Queenslanders, and there was just one couch, and the rest of the... We had music and fun. It was great.
I think it was last year, Anthony. We were on the same flight. I was sitting just behind you, and it was coinciding with an Origin game in Brisbane. You were up there performing somewhere, but you were that excited to meet Mark Geyer.
Yeah.
On the flight, another Penrith boy and New South Wales State of Origin hero.
He's a good fella. This is crazy, but MG and myself met King Charles together. but he was Prince Charles. They had out west, they had anyone that came from the west could get to meet Prince Charles. And I'm next to MG. It was one of those crazy moments. And he sent me a photo and I went, this is crazy, yeah, mate. No, he's a good fella. And I'll tell you a funny story. Mm. This is a rugby league crazy story. We were in France with the TV, selling TV in Cannes. And we walked down the street and I was with my nephew. And I said, that guy looks like Freddie Fiddler, like the French Freddie Fiddler. Well, it was Freddie Fiddler.
That's gold.
And we spent
a week. Did he have a beret on or something?
No, he just, yeah, he just I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
He was there for the World Cup, for his Rugby World Cup with his son. And we had the best week. He's such a nice man. He's a good fellow, yeah.
Legend.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. But everyone loves the Wiggles. There was a guy who worked with you on a tour you were doing of the United States who I knew. And he rang me, and apparently he was doing all sorts of different jobs around the place. But he was front of house security for, a concert you're doing in LA. And he rang me and said, Maury, you won't believe it. Shaquille O'Neal is there, yeah. And we've seen Jerry Seinfeld at these shows. Does that still blow your mind?
It does. But they're bringing their children. It's not that.
Yeah.
But last year, Robert De Niro came to the show and came backstage. And we had a great time because it's the second time he came with his first family. He came, 20 years ago. But he's coming again this year. And he's such a nice man too. The American football. And I'm not big on, I don't
NFL.
Know anything
NFL,
about
yeah.
it. But there was the guy who, do you guys know your American football?
A little bit.
The guy who, from New Orleans, he's like the captain, he owns the team. And they just won the Super Bowl. He came, and there was Adam Vinatieri. Do you know him?
He's a kicker, wasn't he?
He's a kicker.
Yeah.
And he told me the funny story. I don't know how long I've got, but I'll make it
as long as you want.
So Adam had won 3 Super Bowls, I think, with
Patriots.
The Patriots. And we did some filming with him. And he said, oh, I had the best time in Australia last year. We didn't make the Super Bowl. Now, this is before the internet. He said, I went to Sydney with my wife. It was our honeymoon. And the Super Bowl was on, and I said to the people at the hotel, where can I watch it? And they said, oh, there's one pub that's showing it. He went down to the pub, he's won 3 Super Bowls. There was about 5 people there, and he's watching it, and an Aussie guy came up and went, hey, mate, you know anything about this game? And he said, good. A little bit.
That's awesome.
What's your favourite traditional concert thing that you've ever performed at here or around the world? Has there been a favourite event? Well, something like this, or where it's not just a Wiggle show, it's something else.
We did the first pitch at the New York Mets.
Oh, get out. That's my dream come true.
Yeah,
wow.
We did that, and we and then we did a show at halftime, which was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I lived in America as a kid in the 70s and love the New York Mets. They're tragic and hopeless and useless. And it's a real punishment following them, but to do that would be unrealistic.
Tigers fans relate, mate.
There you go.
Don't you want to do a call? That's your dream.
That was my dream, yeah. I don't know that that's going to happen anymore.
And did you meet Mr. Met?
When I was a kid, when they were at Shea Stadium, another ground to what you would have gone to way back when, yeah. But they were known as the lovable losers back then. Now they're just the losers. Jerome Luai leaving the club. Any reaction?
I love how Benji is such a positive guy. We got flogged the other night, and he's so positive. I think the Tigers, I think we follow Benji and we're going to do all right. I reckon Jerome, they've worked something out with him, and no one's bagged anybody. He's going to leave with his head
looking
up
looking to the future.
Yeah.
All right, before we let you go, Anthony, Louis might have inspired this, but I think we all should farewell Anthony and the Wiggles with everybody clap.
Yeah. You're good, Andrew.
Everybody sing, la, 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 bow to your father, and then you turn around. Yeah, love it.
Come and join us at halftime.
That is awesome.
Hey, I don't look like Louis. Thanks, Anthony. Yeah, great to see you, mate.
Good to see you, mate.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.